The word quality is quite subjective. The content that we find great, you might not necessarily like it. However, there are ways to quantify and objectify the quality of the content. And it's important for businesses to go through such an assessment process to ensure what they are building is a solid content asset that will bring them higher ROI in the long run. Knowing how good your content is and then taking appropriate measures to fix any gaps can help you rank better on SERP, drive more conversion and build you a high-value content asset. So, how do you do this? If you have the best digital marketing services provider by your side, they will take care of this. If not, here are 5 tops to assess the quality of your blog posts. 1. Hire a freelance editor or proofreader. Those who created that piece of content might be biased towards its quality. So, it's usually challenging for them to assess the content and identify gaps or flaws. This is why it's best to get it checked by a third party. Hire a freelance editor or proofreader and have them go through the content. Get their feedback and work around that to improve quality. 2. Check the bounce rate. A high bounce rate is bad for SEO. It's also a telltale that something might be wrong with the content. It's not effective and visitors aren't engaging with it. So, run back to your analytics and check the bounce rate of the page. If it's high, time to make some changes in the content. Of course, a high bounce rate could also mean poor UX and a slow page, which is a different conversation altogether. If this is indeed the case, hire the best SEO company in Australia and get help from experts with technical SEO. 3. What does time on page say? This signals the same thing as the bounce rate. If people aren't spending time on this page, there might be some problems with the content. Maybe visitors don't find the content relevant. Maybe the content isn't aptly formatted. Maybe the content isn't visually appealing. In context to content, the reasons for low time on page could be several. Take note of this metric and make necessary improvements in the content. 4. Conversion to CTAs. You published this blog post with an objective. You want people to take certain actions after consuming it. How is that working? If your CTA isn't conversion, if people aren't taking the desired action, it might mean your content isn't compelling enough. This can also reveal a host of other things, like you're attracting the wrong target audience, your CTA button/copy isn't good enough, and more. In all, check the conversion rate. If it's low, the content and the whole page might need some work. 5. Audit using SEO tools. There are many SEO tools out there that can provide you with critical insights into your content. For instance, for your target keyword, if the average word count of results on the first page is high, these tools can run a check on your content and recommend increasing its length. The tools can help you figure the ideal keyword density, the kind of keywords you should focus on, the number of images you should use, and so forth. You can use these insights to improve the quality and effectiveness of your content. Final words. These are 5 tips to help you access the quality of your content. Now you know, get to it. Basic improvements to your existing blog posts can drive you more organic traffic and conversion. If you need help, get in touch with the best digital marketing services and get expert help.